감사합니다.
Thank you.
오늘 하나님께서 우리에게 하나님이 만드신 축복의 길을 소개하고 계십니다.
Today God is introducing to us the blessed path that He has made.
옛날에 우리 마을에 이상한 아저씨가 한 명 있었어요.
Long time ago in the village in which I lived, there was a very strange man.
우리 어린이가 잘 모르죠. 저 사람 좀 이상하다 뭐 이렇게만 알고 있었습니다.
And we were very young, so we didn't know the nature of his bizarreness or his strangeness, but we just knew that he was a little bit off.
이제 특히 웃기는 거는 한여름이 됐는데 얼마 덥습니까? 이때 코트를 입고 다녀요. 겨울 그 코트를요.
And it was very strange because it was in at the height of summer when it was so very hot and it was in that sweltering heat that he was wearing this winter coat.
입고 그 뭐 동네로 다녀요. 그래서 또 산이 있으니까 산으로 다니고 이렇게.
And so our village was located on the mountaintops, and so he would always be wandering around those hills, and he would just wander around our village with that coat on.
한겨울이 됐는데 한겨울에는요 팬티만 입고 다녀요.
And then it was at the height of winter when it was so very cold, and he would just go around in his undergarments.
그건 나중에 알았어요.
And we found out much later.
아, 이 사람이 그 좀 정신적으로 아픈 그런 질환자였어요.
That he was afflicted with mental disorders.
그때 나는 어리니까 모르고 저 사람 막 이상하다 이렇게 하고 복음도 전할 생각도 못 하고 그랬죠.
It was when I was very young, and so at that early age, I just thought that he was a little bit strange, and I didn't even think to share the gospel with him.
이 사람 특징이 말이요, 시와 때를 모르는 거예요.
And so there was a distinctive trait to this man. It was that he just could not see the accurate time and the place in which he should carry things and actions out.
정신만 돌면 또 평소도 괜찮다가 돌면 시와 때를 몰라.
He would be completely fine, but then whenever he lost his mind again, he would not know exactly what time it was or what he should be doing and when.
지금 이스라엘은 어마어마한 큰 사건으로 애굽에서 나왔습니다.
We see that in today's passage, the Israelites do a tremendous ordeal and a great event that happens. They come out of Egypt.
광야를 통과하고 거의 다 왔습니다.
And so they walk all the way through the wilderness. They're nearly at their destination.
지금 뭐 해야 되겠습니까?
What do they need to do at this time?
이걸 알고 계속 사단이 이스라엘을 속이는 거예요. 복음 전하면 안 되니까.
So knowing the critical nature of this time, Satan continues to deceive the Israelites because he could not allow them to share the gospel.
이때 하나님이 중요한 말씀을 주신 겁니다.
It is at this time that God gives a very important word.
진짜 응답 받을 수 있도록 중요한 말씀을 주셨어요.
He gives them a very important message by which they can receive genuine answers.
우리 이마누엘 서울은 대한민국과 전 세계와 함께 지금 중요한 시간표를 맞이하고 있습니다.
Our Emmanuel Soul Church, together with our country as well as the world, is faced with a very important time schedule.
하나님이 우리에게 세계 복음화할 성전을 주셨습니다.
God has given to us a sanctuary by which we can carry out world evangelization.
237 치유 서밋 할 수 있는 복지할 수 있는 답도 주셨습니다.
And God has also even given to us the answer by which we can carry out 237 healing and summit and even do social welfare activities as well.
세상적으로 봐도 이는 기적 같은 하나님의 축복입니다.
Even from a very worldly standpoint, this is a miracle. It's a great work of God and answer.
그런데 코로나는 심각하게 더 이어질 겁니다.
And yet we see that the coronavirus pandemic will only continue on and will become even more severe.
위기도 올 수 있습니다.
And a great crisis may befall our country.
또 아무 양보 없는 분들이 모여 또 대통령을 뽑는 일도 남아 있습니다.
And people who are not keen to compromise may come together and they will elect a new president.
우리가 지금 뭘 해야 되겠습니까?
What is it that we must do at this time?
이걸 알아야 승리하는 겁니다.
We need to be aware of this in order to have victory.
지금 이스라엘 민족이 광야 마지막 판에 왔는데 지금 여기서 뭐 해야 되겠나 이 말이요.
The Israelites are nearly at the destination. They've come to the end of the wilderness. What is it that they must do at this time?
또 우리는 지금 본부에서는 237 5천 종족 굉장한 운동을 지금 하고 있습니다.
And right now from the headquarters standpoint we're carrying out a tremendous movement to save the 237 nations and the 5000 people groups.
이때에 많은 성도님들이 승리할 수 있는 기도가 시작되어야 돼요.
And at this time the great prayers of all of our believers by which we can have victory must begin.
공격 못 할 겁니다만은 사단은 우리 교회를 굉장히 싫어할 겁니다. 왜냐? 이게 지금 이러면 들어 세계 복음화 지금
시간표가 왔단 말이에요.
Satan will not be able to attack us, but he will harbor great bitterness and dislike for our church because we are now met with an important time schedule for world evangelization.
이 코로나가 굉장히 기회가 됩니다. 지금 우리 뭘 준비해야 되냐면요. 237 나라와 치유 서밋을 비대면 전략 쓰지 않으면 절대 안 돼요.
And it is in this context that we are met with a great opportunity through the spread of the coronavirus. We must utilize a contact-free systems in order to save the 37 nations and carry out the work of healing and summit.
우리 기도를 새로 시작해야 됩니다.
So we must newly begin our prayers.
사단에게 잡힌 3단체는 이 비대면을 미리 다 빼가서
The three organizations seized by Satan have already taken hold of this contact-free system already.
우리 지금 교회는 1세기 내지 2세기 아주 뒤떨어져 있어요.
And we see that the churches have fallen behind at least one century, two centuries behind them.
예를 들어볼까요?
I'll give you an example of it.
하나님 안 믿어도 돼.
They say, oh, we don't need to believe in God.
사단 교회를 만들어내는 New Age 팀이 빌 게이츠라는 인물을 만들어냈습니다.
The New Age teams that have made these satanic churches raise up an individual and figure like Bill Gates.
3차 산업 완전히 장악했습니다.
They've completely seized hold and control over the third industrial revolution.
더 문제는 4차 산업입니다.
The greater problem is the fourth industrial revolution that will soon dawn upon us.
귀신들을 내피림 운동하고 있는 프리메이션들이 만드는 인물이 여러분 아시다시피 스티브 잡스 아닙니까? 완전히 만들어냈어요.
The Freemasons, people who are completely seized by the working of evil spirits, have raised up individuals influential ones like Steve Jobs.
공공연하게 지난번 방송에도 나왔습니다.
And publicly they've even announced this even on public broadcast.
우리 방탄소년단 BTS 프리메이션의 명상대학 출신.
That even BTS, one of the greatest pop stars of our time in Korea, they received meditation training under the Freemasons.
싹 다 빼앗아 버렸습니다.
They've completely taken everything.
지금 교회는 비대면하니까 너무 힘들다 이러고 있는데 이 사람들은 비대면을 미리 다 해버린 거예요.
And yet the churches right now are clamoring, saying that having this kind of contact-free system is so very difficult to acclimate to and to adjust to, and yet they've already seized hold of all of those systems.
왠지 아십니까?
Do you know why?
앞으로 무시무시한 비대면 시대 옵니다.
In the future, in the ensuing times, a tremendous time, an era of contact-free systems will take place.
여러분의 직장, 은행, 병원, 백화점 다 바뀝니다.
And your workplaces, the department stores, banks, and all the things that we're accustomed to, all
those things
will change.
확실합니다.
And this is not just the realm of my imagination. I shared this with you with great conviction.
지금도 어려진들은요, 24 비대면 시스템을 확실하게 만들어야 됩니다.
Right
그래야
now,
이 세계에 살릴 수 있습니다.
We see that in the medical industry and in field, these physicians need to make a 24-hour contact-free system. Only then will you have some sort of competitive edge in the coming future.
그래서 우리 안에 지금 이거 시스템 만들자는 겁니다.
And that's why I'm saying that we must now establish that kind of system in our organization.
이 중요한 이스라엘 민족들이 지금 어떻게 되어 있습니까? 가나안 땅 들어가기 직전에 왔다니까.
What kind of situation do the Israelites find themselves in? They're nearly at their destination of Canaan land.
이 사단은 계속 이들을 속이는 겁니다.
And yet Satan continues to deceive them time and time over.
속지 말아야 됩니다.
We must refrain
어떻게 속입니까?
How does he deceive us?
믿음을 주면서 속입니다.
He gives faith and he deceives
이게
us.
이게 중요한 거예요.
That's important.
네 이거 먹으면 하나님처럼 돼.
He says, eat of this, and if you eat of this, you'll become like God.
네 네피림처럼 되는 거야.
You could become like the formidable.
바벨탑 쌓은 능력을 가지게 되는 거야.
You can harness all that power and ability to raise up and build the Tower of Babel.
이렇게 사단이요 계속 속이는 겁니다.
That's how Satan continues to deceive us.
또 반대로는 뭡니까?
And conversely,
사람도 그러나 불신앙을 막 심습니다.
He plants unbelief into the hearts of all the people as well.
멀쩡한 우리 모세 못 믿어.
We can't believe and trust in Moses.
여호수아 갈렙 얘기 들으면 안 돼.
We shouldn't listen to the words of Joshua or Caleb.
우리 여기서 집을 짓든지 아니면 지금 애굽으로 들어가야 돼.
We should either build shelters here or return back to Egypt where he came from.
계속 속입니다.
He continues to deceive.
여러분 염려를 줘서 계속 속입니다.
He gives you worries and concerns to continue to deceive you.
예수님이 이렇게 말씀하셨습니다.
This is what Jesus said.
사단을 결박하지 않고서야 네 집 세간을 구하겠느냐?
Without binding the strong man, in other words, without binding Satan, how can you take hold of all the treasures and storeholds in your home?
요한일서 3장 8절은요, 하나님의 아들이 오신 것은 마귀의 일을 멸하려 하심이니라.
1 John 3:8 says the reason why the Son of God appeared was to destroy the works of the devil.
여자의 후손이 뱀의 머리를 깨뜨릴 것이다.
The offspring of the woman will crush the head of the serpent.
굉장히 그래서 이 성경 말이에요. 다른 책에는 전혀 없으면 성경에만 있습니다.
This is not recorded in any other book in the world. Only the Bible records this.
위대하신 살아계신 하나님의 말씀에만 있어요. 지구상에 어떤 책에도 없습니다.
This is only recorded in the book of God, who is great and almighty. It's not found in any other book in the world.
사단은 여러분을 멸망시키려고 하는 겁니다.
Satan seeks to destroy you.
눈에 보이지 않습니다.
But he is unseen to our eyes.
그런데 하나님은 그 사단을 멸하는 메시지를 우리에게 주신 거예요.
But we see that God has given to us the message to destroy that Satan.
그거 딱 붙잡아야 되는 거예요.
We must now hold on to that.
지금 이것으로 세계 복음을 준비를 해야 되는 거예요.
And with that in hand, we must now prepare for world evangelization.
중요하죠.
It's important, is it not?
잠깐 시간 많이 없습니다. 어떻게 준비하라고 합니까?
We don't have a lot of time on our hands. How can we make this kind of preparation then?
바울도 이렇게 말씀했어요.
Paul even said this.
우리 싸움이 육신 싸움이냐? 사단과의 싸움이다 그랬습니다.
He asked, is our fight a fight against flesh and blood? It's a fight against Satan.
성경 제 마지막 베드로에서도 보면요. 사단 이 마귀야 우는 사단 대적하여 우는 사단 사람들 다 두루다니다 염려하지 마라 그랬습니다.
In the book of Peter it's recorded that the devil is like a roaring lion prowling around for somebody to devour.
오늘 2절 6절 10절 세 군데 계속 나오고 있습니다.
We see this repeated in verse 2, 6, and 10 of today's passage.
뭡니까?
What is it?
네 마음과 성품을 다해서 여호와를 찬.
He says, with all your heart, with all your soul.
이 말 잘못 이해 버리면 곤란해져요, 그죠?
If you understand this incorrectly, you'll find yourself in great trouble.
내가 이해를 못 하게 돼요.
Because you can't understand it.
이게 하나님 주신 길입니다.
This is the path God has given to us.
이미 완성되었으니까 길은 딴 데 없다.
It is already completed. There is no separate path elsewhere.
사람을 듣지 마. 사람에게 없다.
Don't listen to the words of people because that path is
not found there. 이 재앙을 막을 수 있는 것은 과학에게도 없다.
And science is not a formidable power to block this kind of disaster that will consequently
arise. 이 재앙을 막을 수 있는 것은 네 안에 있다는 거야.
The only thing that can block this disaster is already inside of you.
왜냐? 하나님 주실 거니까.
Because it was what God has given to us.
그러니까 자신에게 속지 마라.
That's why do not be deceived even by yourself.
여러분 반드시 승리할 수 있습니다.
You will absolutely have victory and you can do so.
나는 영적으로 조금 문제 있는 사람들을 고칠 수 있는데요. 이분들이 안 고쳐지는 이유가 첫 번째 있어요.
We can bring healing to those who are mentally afflicted, but there is one primary reason why that kind of healing doesn't come easily.
자신을 속이는 겁니다.
It's because they deceive themselves.
그럼 못 고쳐요.
That's why they can't fix themselves.
아니 그 여학생 그게 정신이 막 너무 이상해가지고 막 계속 오는데 이 부모님 자꾸 거짓말해요.
There was a female student who continued to come to me because she wanted to receive help for her mental disorder, but her parents blocked her.
이 거짓말하면 안 되잖아요. 부모님 자꾸 거짓말해요.
You can't keep resorting to lies, but her parents continue to lie about her situation.
우리 애가 아니랬는데 교회가 엎드렸다는 거예요.
They kept saying, my daughter was never like this, but after she began attending church, she became very strange.
그래요.
And I asked, is that so?
아 이거 저 내가 그 부목사한테 부목사님 책임지세요. 우리 애가 아니랬는데 누구 때문에 이래 됐다는 거예요.
And her parents were saying it was when I was an associate pastor. So they were saying, associate pastor, our daughter was not like this before. So who should take responsibility for her condition now?
그래요.
And I said, is that so?
얘는 거짓말합니다.
They're lying.
내가 조사했는데요. 고등학생 때 병원 두 번 입원했어요.
I looked into the matter and I found that she was hospitalized for this condition twice when she was in high school.
걔에게 물었어요.
And I asked her herself directly.
하나님이 너를 사랑하시기 때문에 너를 부른 거다.
I told her, God loves you, and that's why He has called you. So don't be deceived.
하나님 네게 힘 주시면 너는 승리할 수 있는 거야.
If God strengthens you, then you have all power to be able to have victory.
거짓말하지 마라 그래요.
So don't resort to telling lies.
얘가요, 그때부터 털어놓는 거잖아요.
And from that moment on, she began to really be candid and honest with me. And all her scars, she brought it out before me.
전에 늘 남녀가 되는 게 그게 아니고 자기 상처를 털어.
Before then, she would always be blaming others. But from that point on, she began to tell about her personal scars.
첩의 딸로 태어났는데 그 어머니가 아버지를 너무 많이 맞아가지고 등이 굽어서 걷지를 못한대.
So she was saying that she was born out of wedlock because her mother was not her father's wife, and she was saying that her father had beat her mother so much that she had become crippled and she was a hunchback.
친구들하고 길 가다가 어머니 만나면 모른 척한대요.
And when she would walk down the street with her friends, whenever she met with her mother, she pretended as though she didn't know.
어떻게
her.
되겠습니까? 이 학생이 말이 어릴 그 상처가 어마어마한 거요.
Can you think about the kind of scars that this student, this young student, would have incurred through this?
하나님이 모자란 저에게 지혜를 주셨어요.
And though I'm so lacking, God gave me great wisdom.
얘를 살릴 힘이 내게 없잖아요.
And I don't have the sort of power or strength to be able to save this
girl. 얘 모든 상처를 없애는 본문만 다 찾았어요.
I just looked through the Bible and I found all the scriptures that would be powerful enough to save her and help her. And I wrote it down for her.
너 날 찾아와서 아무 의미 없다. 난 너를 못 고친다.
And I said to her, for you to come to seek my counsel, it amounts to nothing because I don't have the kind of power to be able to save you.
네가 진실되게 얘기했으니까 나도 진실되게 얘기한다. 하나님이 너를 고칠 수 있다.
You were quite honest with me, and so I'll be candid with you as well. Only God can save you.
아무것도 염려하지 마라.
So don't worry about anything.
네 모든 상처 다 내버려라.
All the scars that you have, let it go.
버릴 수 없지. 그게 발판이야.
But you can't let it go, can you? Because that will become your foundation and platform.
야, 참 이렇게 고생하는 사람이서 얘가요 하나님 은혜지 이 말씀을 가지고 가서 진짜 밤낮 없이 말씀 찾고 기도한 거죠.
And she's not the only one who's in that kind of suffering. This girl took the scriptures that I wrote down for her. She took it and she continued to meditate on it day and night.
솔직한 말로 저는 그 이전에는 하나님 말씀이 능력이 있다 이런 말래 듣긴 했지만. 한 번도 본 적이 없거든요.
And to be honest with you, before that moment, I had always heard that God's word was powerful, but I'd never experienced it myself.
역사는 난 거예요.
But works arose.
야, 그런 이 아이가 살아나는 게 어떻게 됩니까? 집이 다 살아나.
And when she was revived, what do you think happened? Her entire household was saved.
오늘 중요한 말씀을 하시면서 이렇게 말씀하셨어요.
God speaks very important words today. This is what he says.
너를 이 마음을 다하고 성품을 다해서 여호와께 돌아오라.
He says, "Return to the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul."
그 말 무슨 말입니까?
What do these words mean?
마음과 성품을 다한다는 말은 뭡니까? 중심 아닙니까? 그걸 가지고 여호와께 돌아오라.
What does it mean? All your heart with all your soul. It means with all that you have, come back to the Lord.
두 가지 참고하면서요.
As you keep two things in mind.
이 사단이 우리의 완전 복음을 뺏어가 버렸어.
Satan seeks to completely snatch away the gospel that we have.
그래서 여호와께로 돌아오는 거죠.
So you must return back to the Lord, he says.
또 뭘 뺏어갔습니까? 우리의 삶을 싹 다 뺏어가 버렸어.
He's taking away the lives that we must lead.
지금 여러분 미디어 시대, SNS 시대 싹 다 이게 지금 뭔지 압니까? 이 전부 삼단지 다 뺏어가 버려.
We see that we're living in an age of media as well as social platforms and social networking, and all the three organizations have completely taken away all of that.
지금 보니까 우리 장로님들이 그 생명 살리는 이런 사업을 하고 있는 분들이 계시잖아요. 내가 볼 때 이 시대에 정말 중요한 걸 잡았다고 보거든요.
And so there are a lot of elders among us who are carrying out this kind of life-saving business, and I do believe that this is very important in this day and age.
이게요 비대면 세계화 시켜야 됩니다.
We must now make this contact free and we must make it globalized.
왜냐하면 3단체 다 시켰어요.
Why is that? Because the three organizations have already done so.
우리는 지금 뭐 교회 어떻게 전도하느냐 이러고 있는데 3단체는 구글에다가 유명한 명상 강사부로 강의했어요.
And we're at the very low, meager level of asking, how can we bring growth to our church? And yet, the three organizations, they have these world-class renowned transcendental meditation lectures on Google platforms where people can access it readily.
여러분 아시지 않습니까?
You know this very well.
20억 명이 시도해요.
And you see that when they held that kind of seminar, 2 billion people came in to watch that.
다 뺏겼습니다.
We've had all the
people. 오늘 하나님이 말씀하십니다.
This is what God
says to us today. 속지 말아니 자신에게.
Do not be deceived. 너는
하나님의 자녀야.
You are children of God.
빼앗긴 이 복음, 흑암 이기는 복음을 회복해라.
So now take hold of this gospel that saves and that overcomes all darkness.
그리고 애굽 보지 못했냐?
And have you not seen Egypt?
모든 거 애굽에게 다 뺏기지 않냐?
Everything was taken away from us.
이제 그걸 회복하는 거야.
But now we must restore all of that and bring it back.
네 마음과 성품 전부 다하여 여호와께 돌아오라.
He says, gather all your hearts and your souls together and return to the Lord your God.
그 말입니다.
That's what this is.
우리는 지금 중요한 축복의 시간표가 왔습니다.
A very important time schedule of blessing has come upon us.
나는 모든 장로님들, 모든 우리 교역자들의 이야기하십니다. 지금은 아무 걱정하지 말고 기도 시작해라.
And I say this to all of our elders, to all of our pastors. This is not the time for you to be concerned or worried. You must begin your prayers now.
하나님을 믿어라.
And believe in God.
그래 사단을 꺾어라. 그래.
And with that, you must overcome Satan.
여러분을 멸망시키는 사단을 꺾어라. 그래.
Overcome and defeat Satan who seeks to destroy you.
아니 신자 사단이 신자를 건들 수 있습니까?
You might ask the question, well, can Satan try to come
건딥니다.
And torment believers? Yes.
너희 염려를 주께 맡겨버리라. 너희 대적 마귀는 우는 사자처럼 너를 찾아 지금 다니고 있다고 분명히 말씀하셨어요.
The Bible absolutely tells us, cast all your cares on the Lord, for the devil is like a roaring lion prowling around, waiting for somebody to devour.
지금도 우리 대한민국에 눈에 보이지 않게 전 세계에 살아온 허감을 완전히 꺾는 시간 필요한데.
Even now at this time, the forces of darkness unseen to our eyes are completely shrouding over our country of the Republic of Korea. This is the time for us to now completely overcome that.
시간이 많이 없습니다.
We don't have a lot of time.
두 번째입니다.
The second thing.
현실에 속지 마.
Do not be deceived by your reality.
현실에 속지 마.
Do not be deceived by your reality. That's what Satan tries to drive us into.
현실에 속지 말고 지금까지 있던 하나님의 말씀을 마음과 성품을 다하라 이 말은 내 삶에 완전히 편집시키라.
Don't be deceived by your reality. When it says, when God tells us to bring all your hearts and your souls together, that means coordinate the word of God completely into your lives.
그렇죠.
Isn't that so?
출애굽에서 나왔잖아요.
They came out through the Exodus.
홍해를 건넜잖아요.
They crossed the Red Sea.
완전히 각인시키라.
Now you must completely imprint this upon yourself.
이걸 각인시킨 다섯 명은 승리했습니다.
The five people who imprinted themselves with this had
complete victory. 그중에 신기한 건요, 라합, 기생 라합입니다.
And the amazing person among those five is the prostitute Rahab.
저는 여호수아 갈렙했다는 당연하다고 생각하는데 기생 라합이 하나님의 언약 소문 만들었는데 딱 편집이 된 거예요.
It doesn't surprise me that Joshua and Caleb coordinated this, and yet Rahab, who just heard the news about this, took this and imprinted this and became coordinated with it.
하나님의 말씀으로 나라를 편집하면 여러분 각인을 바꿀 수 있어요.
If you coordinate the word of God into your lives, then you can change your imprints.
그거 붙잡고 이제 기도로 나를 설계하는 겁니다.
Now you must hold on to that, and inside of prayer, you must draft yourself.
그럼 뿌리를 바꾸는 겁니다.
And with that, you can change your roots.
아무도 우리를 도와줄 수가 없어요.
There is no one who can help
그렇죠.
us. Isn't that so?
도움도 필요 없습니다.
And there is no need for that kind of assistance.
하나님이
anyways.
역사하신 겁니다.
Because God will carry out His work.
이스라엘 민족이 홍해 앞에 섰을 때.
The Israelites were standing before the Red Sea.
하나님이 말씀하잖아요.
At that time, God
두 종류 백성 나왔습니다. 기도하는 백성과 원망하는 백성.
We see two types of people: people who prayed and people who resented.
하나님은 이스라엘 민족이 죽게 됐을 때 만나와 메추라기를 주었습니다.
When the Israelites were faced with the threat of death, God fed them with manna and quail.
그로 뿌리 내리라는 겁니다.
So now He's saying, be rooted inside of that. Inside of prayer, root this
말씀으로
down.
말씀으로 각인하고 기도로 뿌리 내리라.
Have your imprints with the word, and you must root this down with prayer.
여러분의 산업과 여러분의 가정과 후대를 공격하려고 하는 사단의 허감을 완전히 꺾으라.
And completely break down, defeat Satan, who seeks to attack your family, your businesses, and your posterity.
얼마나 중요합니까?
So how important is this?
그리고 뭡니까?
And what else?
이제 증거를 붙잡고 살아. 증거를 붙잡아야 돼요.
And then he says, now live your lives holding on to this evidence. You must hold on to the evidence.
이때 체질이 바뀌고 그 다음 게 디자인되는 겁니다.
It is at this time that our nature changes and now we're able to design the next phase of our lives.
그게 뭡니까?
What is that?
세절기.
It's the three feasts.
언약궤.
It's the Ark of the Covenant.
이건 전부 갖고 있는 정도가 아닙니다. 뭔가를 놓고 디자인하는 겁니다.
It's not about simple possession. With that in mind, you must now design something.
왜 움직입니까? 성막, 회막, 장막.
Why did it have to be mobile? Because all of their lives was in constant movement. For example, the tabernacle,
여러분 속지 말고 걱정하지 마시고 하나님의 언약 붙잡고 이제는 허감 꺾으라.
So do not be deceived.
그 시간표입니다.
Do not worry. You must now take hold of the word of God and overcome the forces of darkness. It is that time schedule that we have now arrived at.
여러분 자녀를 놓고 정말 기도하세요. 시공간을 초월하는 하나님의 능력이.
As you look at your children, really be in prayer for them so that the power that transcends time and space can come upon them.
저는요. 미국에 있는 딸 놓고요. 한국에서 어머니가 24기도 내가 낳는 거 봤어요. 이야 진짜 그 이 어머니가 진짜 기도하시는 거예요.
I saw how a daughter was very sick overseas, but her mother was here in Korea, was praying 24 hours for her, and her daughter was healed.
이 딸이 뭐 무당병이 왔다나요? 무당병. 근데 자기가 그랬대요.
And so we heard that this daughter had been fallen ill with the disease of a shamanistic nature.
그래서 이거는 뭐 내 잘못이라고 하면서 이분이 정말로 기도하는데, 야 진짜 정말 대단하다 할 정도로 이 딸이 치유가 된 겁니다.
And her mother was saying that she's now brought down sick with this disease because of her. It was her fault, and so she began to really pray for her.
그 정도가 아니고 기도하는 이 권사님이 완전히 영적인 피움을 얻어버렸어요.
And we see that this senior deaconess, even her spiritual state was completely revived as she was inside of prayer.
여러분 사단은 눈에 안 보입니다. 지금도 일어나는데요. 신학자 가운데 이 멍텅구리 같은 신학자들이 뭐라고 했냐? 창세기는 하나님 말씀 아니다라고 신학자 있어요. 많아요.
Right now, even in this present day and age, theologians who are so ignorant say that the word of God, the Genesis, is not the word of God.
구원 못 받은 신학자인.
That means that there are theologians and seminarians who are not saved.
창세기 3장에 하나님 믿지 말아도 하나님 믿지 말라고 하는 이 단어를 그대로 뉴 에이지가 써서 미국과 유럽 세계를 장악했습니다. 현재
in Genesis 3 we have this phrase where that Satan says don't believe in God and the new agers have taken hold of that and with that phrase have conquered their entire country and the entire world.
더 놀라운 게 뭔지 압니까?
You know what's even more shocking?
여러분 일주일 하면 교회는 힘들잖아요. 그렇죠?
It's hard for you to come to church once a week, is it not?
여러분 기도하는 힘들잖아요.
It's hard for you to pray, right?
프리메이슨 회관 가보셨습니까?
Have you been to the Freemason lodges?
어마어마한 기업인들, 어마어마한 사람들이요. 밤마다 와서 기도하는.
These influential figures in history, in society, these business people gather together every night to pray.
이 사람들 지금 뭐 하고 있나면은 접신 운동하는 거예요. 접신 운동.
And what are they doing? They're invoking the evil spirits, bringing the spirits into their bodies.
창세기 6장 4절 5절 그대로 아닙니까?
And is that not exactly Genesis 6, 11?
이렇게 제일 교회를 막으려고 하고요. 여러분을 무너뜨리려고 하는 이 사단. 그게 사단의 일이에요.
And we see that right now Satan continues to try to fail you as well as the church. That's what his work is.
오늘 세 가지입니다. 자신에게 속지 마라.
So today, three things. Do not be deceived by yourself.
현실 쳐다보고 속지 마라.
Don't be deceived as you look at your reality.
승리하시라.
Have victory.
마지막 세 번째입니다.
And the final third point.
응답에도 속지 마라.
Even if answers come, don't be deceived.
이 마지막이다. 지금까지 많은 응답 주지 않으면 속지 마라. 그것 답 아니다.
That's the third point. Until now, there have been so many answers that they receive, but even that's not the key. And so, don't be deceived by that either.
아니 광야에서 뭐 만나 먹은 거기 답입니까?
How can them being fed on manna in the wilderness
홍해
be the answer?
홍해 갈라진 게 답입니까?
Is the Red Sea part of
the answer? 아니잖아요. 안 믿으니까 갈랐지.
It's not. He parted because they ceased to believe.
앞으로 요단 가르고 여리고 무너뜨릴 건데 그게 답입니까? 아닙니다.
And as they go onward, God will part the Jordan River. He'll crumble down the Jericho walls. But is that an answer? No, it is not.
성삼위 하나님의 능력과 비밀은 여러분과 영원히 함께하실 것이라.
The power and mystery of the Triune God will be with you eternally.
오늘 여러분 기도. 그냥 잡는 이 순간에 허감 무너집니다.
In this moment, today, when you hold on to prayer and hold on to the covenant, the force of darkness will crumble down.
늘 틀린 거 잡고 있다가 아브라함이 언약 딱 잡은 거예요.
Abraham was always holding on to the wrong thing, and finally came to hold on to the covenant.
이 언약을 안 잡은 겁니다. 언약 잡았어요.
He did not hold on to the covenant until then, but finally he grasped hold of the covenant.
아브라함이 사실 잡은 거는 언약 아니고요, 돈이었습니다.
Actually, what Abraham was holding on to before was not the covenant; it was money.
하나님 말씀 순종 다 하면서 잡은 거는 언약 아니고 돈이에요.
He obeyed all of the word of God, but what he ultimately held on to was not the covenant, but instead money.
돈도 아니고 돈을 또 잡았으면 괜찮아. 이 돈에게 잡혔어 이렇게.
To be more specific, it wasn't that he was holding on to money; he was clasped by money instead.
이래가지고요 조카 데리고 나온 거.
That's why he brought his nephew Lot out.
다 거짓말 하기 좋지요. 거짓말도요. 사람들은 재밌게 할 수 있습니다. 조카를 돌봐야 되니까. 그렇죠.
And there was a great pretext for this lie. Many people resort to that, but he was even saying, I have to take care of my nephew. That's why I need to bring him out.
거짓말입니다.
It was a lie.
그러니까 복음 못 깨달아 버리면요. 말하는 거 전부 다 거짓말이에요.
And that's why if you don't realize the gospel, every word that comes out of your mouth is a lie.
어느 날 깨달은 겁니다.
One day he finally realized.
아무리 해도 끝이 안 돼.
No matter how much he tried, it never came to an end.
이제 위기 왔어요.
A crisis was before him.
깨달은 겁니다.
And he realized.
조카야, 너와 나는 이제 헤어지는 거다.
He says to his nephew Lot, "Now is the time for us to go our separate ways."
모든 좋은 조건은 네가 먼저 다 가져라.
So you take hold of all the better good conditions.
그 말을 하고 돌아섰는데 하나님이 아브라함아 그러잖아요.
And as soon as he speaks those words and turns around, God calls him and says, "Abraham."
너는 눈을 들어 사방을 보라.
Lift your eyes to the north, south, east,
종가행으로 다녀봐라.
Walk the length and breadth of the land.
밟고 보는 것은 네게 영원히 주리라.
All that you trample on, all that you see with your eyes, it all belongs to you.
그때부터.
From that point on.
아니 틀린 걸 잡고 있는데는 할 수가 없잖아요.
God can't give you answers if you're holding on to the wrong thing.
모세가요 말씀 잡았는데 틀린 거 80년 붙잡고 있어.
Same thing for Moses as well. He was holding on to God's word, but he was holding on to the incorrect things.
어느 날. 바꾸었습니다.
For 80 years, and one day he finally changed it.
흑암 무너지기 시작해요.
And from that point on, the force of darkness began to crumble down.
그 나이에 지팡이 하나로 세상 바꿨어요.
At that elderly age, with just a staff in his hands, he completely transformed the world.
꼭 기억해야 됩니다.
You must remember.
눈에 안 보이게 흑암 세력은 여러분을 자꾸만 괴롭히고 죽이고 멸망받게 하려고 합니까? 그게 일이니까요.
Unseen to our eyes, the forces of darkness will seek to continue to torment you, to harass you, to drive you into destruction, because that's this his work.
하나님은 그걸 아시고 그리스도를 미리 약속하시.
And God, fully knowing this, promised to us Christ in advance.
그 그리스도 이름 앞에 흑암은 깨진 겁니다.
And before that name of Christ, all the force of darkness.
그래서 지금부터 흑암 세력을 무너뜨리라. 자신에게 속지 마.
And that's why starting now, break down the force of darkness. Do not be deceived by yourself. Don't be deceived as you looked at your reality.
심지어 응답 보고도 속지 마.
And actually, even when answers come your way, don't be deceived by that either.
더 큰 거 있으니까.
Because there's a greater thing prepared after it.
그럼 이부 예배 때 나오죠. 더 큰 거 있으니까.
That will come out in second service today. A greater thing is prepared after that.
오늘 코로나 때문에 모이지 못했지만은 여러분을 정말 영적 힘 얻는 날이 짧은 시간이면 됩니다.
Today we could not gather together because of the coronavirus pandemic, but I do believe that in this very short time you can gain great spiritual strength.
또 우리 어머니의 말이 기억납니다.
I recall the words of my mother.
나는 너무 힘들어서 염려할 시간이 없다.
She would often say, "Things are so hard for me. I just don't even have the time to worry."
나는 너희들을 살려야 되기 때문에 걱정할 시간이 없다.
I need to feed you and make a living. 그랬어요. And so I don't have time to worry, she would say.
나는 너무 힘들어서 남의 말할 시간 없다.
She would say, "Things are so agonizing for me. I don't have the time to speak about other people."
직장, 집, 교회. 직장, 집, 교회. 직장, 집, 교회. 평생 동안.
All her life, she would just go from work to home to church, work to home to church.
그 기도의 힘을 사람들 잘 모르죠.
Really,
여러분의 기도의 힘을 사람들 잘 모른다니까요. 자신이 모르니까.
People do not recognize the power of that prayer. Other people cannot know because you yourselves don't even know the power of prayer.
여러분 오늘 예배드리고 한 줄 한마디면 됩니다.
As you give your worship today, it just takes one word.
저는 그렇게 고백했거든요.
I gave this kind of confession before God.
하나님, 저는 사실은 아무것도 없지 않습니까?
God, in fact, I have nothing in my possession.
배경도 힘도 돈도 아무것도 없네.
I have no background, no power, no money.
내가 이렇게 불신자처럼 살아야 됩니까?
But should I live in this state of an unbeliever because of that?
조은택 목사에게는 미안한 얘기예요. 조은택 목사 때문에 내가 그 기도를 시작한 거예요.
And I'm sorry to say this, but I actually began to pray this prayer because of Reverend 조은택.
내가 부목사인데 말이지 앞으로 어떻게 살까 이런 걱정을 하고 있었다니까요.
Because he was an associate pastor, but he was constantly consumed 맞습니까? with the worry of how should I live my life going forward.
그렇게 내가 불쌍하게 살아야 됩니까?
I thought to myself, should I live in that kind of
내가
pitiful
어떻게
state?
밥 먹고 어떻게 살지 자식 키워 그렇게.
Do I have
목사가
plagued with the worry of how should I make a living and how should I feed my children when I'm an associate pastor?
자, 어느 날 식사하자 만났는데 이런 종이랑 또 내가 조목 주는 거요.
And one day, he invited me to have a meal together, and he gave me this sheet of paper with all these things written on it.
그 친구 옛날부터 부지런해요. 이렇게 주는데 부산 시내에 목사 구하는 교회 명단.
He was always very hardworking and diligent, and when I looked at the paper, it was a list of all the churches in the city of Busan that was looking for a senior pastor.
더 재미난 거, 참 좋은 대답지. 옆에 무슨잖아. 실세 누구?
And so it was really like him because next to all that list of the churches, there were all the words that said the real power, the real authority with clout.
내 이래 살아야 됩니까?
I thought to myself, should I live like that?
종이 주길래 받긴 받았는데 그 다음 날 새벽 기도하면서 내가 다 버렸습니다.
He gave me that paper, so I took it. But the very next morning, when I went to early morning prayer, I took a look at it and I just tore it up.
하나님 저를 복음 전하는 대로 보내주십시오.
And instead I prayed, God, lead me to a place that will preach the gospel.
평생 동안 복음 운동만 하는 교회로 보내주십시오.
Lead me to a church that for all its existence will only preach the gospel.
진짜 아침마다 그 기도에는 눈물 나더라고요.
I prayed that every single morning and tears would always come to my eyes.
그래서 이게 하나님이 축복하셔서
영도에 또 여러분 이렇게 만나게 하신 거예요.
And I believe that it was through that prayer that God blessed me to lead me to the Yeongdo Church.
예, 하나님 은혜로 여러분 기도로 내가 많이 전도하고 한다니까.
And by God's blessings and by your prayers, I continue to go and evangelize to my heart's
content. 이제 우리는 시대 허감 꺾어야 되는 것이다.
Now we must break down the force of darkness working in this age.
아주 지금 영적으로 혼란 시기 왔어요.
Because this is a time of great spiritual confusion.
여러분이 한 번도 낙심하지 말고 이 힘을 찾는 주역 되기를 주 예수 이름으로 축복합니다.
May not one of you fall into discouragement. May every single one of you could stand as the main figures to discover this mystery.
하나님의 은혜 감사드립니다.
God, we thank you for your grace.
오늘 광야에서 승리하는 허감 끊는 날이 되게 하옵소서.
May this be the day in which we break down the forces of darkness to a victory in the wilderness.
예수 그리스도 이름으로 기도하옵나이다.
In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.